My daughter Morgan Brittany Axe passed away on November 7th, 2015. Less than one bag of fentanyl-laced heroin killed her and my unborn grandson, Isaiah. As the prosecution of the career-level drug dealer that gave her the laced poison played out in the press, it was as though Morgan was on trial herself. The shame and stigma of addiction is so prevalent, Morgan was ruthlessly attacked on social media and news outlets. People posted she deserved to die and other atrocities. What people do not know and what you may not know as you rush to judgment of those suffering from substance abuse disorder is that Morgan had a story, a tragic series of events and an emotional trauma that brought her to her untimely fate. One being at the age of 17, her boyfriend committed suicide while on the phone with her. Another being that while she was thriving in rehab, my father, her grandfather, drowned in Atisco Lake. I could go on, but my point is this. Those tragedies could take the strongest of us down, much less a young girl. So you never know someone's story, their demons, or their pain. If you can open your heart to the question of what happened to them rather than what's wrong with them, and open your mind to the fact that addiction truly is a disease, perhaps you can be a part of the solution, the movement, the cause, and stop 197 people from dying each day. Perhaps we can prevent 197 mothers like me from waking up to what they thought would be a normal day and then going to bed at night and living each day in the aftermath of what is overdose.